Highbridge Audio presents The Fruit of Stone, written and read by Mark Sprague. I feel the seasons changing beneath me, under the floor. She is braiding the waters of air into the plaited manes of happy colts. They canter, without making a sound, along the shores of melting snow. From the poem, Mary Bly, by James Wright. Chapter 1. Birdsong strikes up and musters in the first soft press of dawn. Starlings, sparrows, magpies, meadowlarks, blackbirds. There is the flush and shuffle of feathers, throat tunings, the hollowing chitter of beaks, bursts of flight, wrens, flycatchers, cowbirds, crows, complaint, exaltation. They work the meadow grass, the cottonwoods along the creek, the open barn loft, alive and tilting sweeps of hand-sized shadows. The raptors float silently, 1,000 feet above, turning, spiraling atop the early morning thermals, hunting the edge of the ebbing night. A downdraft masses cool and heavy against the escarpment of the front range, and totters and slides from the warming sky. It thrums against the sides of the stock tank, the outbuildings, the house, ripples the surface of the pond below the barn. It swings the pasture grasses east, lifts the boughs of a Douglas fir beside the house, scatters in bursts of cottonwood.